are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
All through the Bible, in both Old and New Testament, we can read stories of God's amazing power.
He can bring people who have died back to life.
He can multiply food to feed the hungry crowds.
He can part the Red Sea.
He can defeat giants and armies.
God can do anything.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful, kind and gentle.
Open our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings and read about the prophet Elisha.
God showed his power through him.
He was a servant of God.
One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal.
So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat.
She said to her husband, "I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God.
Let's make a small room on the roof, put in it a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him.
Then he can stay there whenever he comes to us."
One day when Elijah came, he went up to his room and lay down there.
He said to his servant, Gehazi, "Call the Shunammite."
So he called her, and she stood before him. Elijah said to him, "Tell her you have gone to all this trouble for us. Now what can be done for you?"
"Can we speak on your behalf to the king or the commander of the army?"
She replied, "I have a home among my own people."
"What can be done for her?" Elisha asked.
Gehazi said, Well, she has no son, and her husband is old.
Then Elijah said, call her. So he called her, and she stood in the doorway.
About this time next year, Elisha said, you will hold a son in your arms.
No, my lord, she objected. Don't mislead your servant, O man of God.
But the woman became pregnant, and the next year, about that same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her.
The child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers. My head, he said to his father.
His father told a servant, carry him to his mother.
After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat in her lap until noon, and then he died.
She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out.
She called her husband and said, please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return.
Why go to him today? He asked. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath.
It's all right, she said.
She saddled the donkey and said to her servant, lead on, don't slow down for me unless I tell you.
So she set out and came to the man of God at Mount Carmel. When he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, look, there's the Shunammite.
Run to meet her and ask her, are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right?
Everything is all right, she said.
When she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet. Gehazi came over to push her away, but the man of God said, leave her alone.
She's in bitter distress, but the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why.
Did I ask you for a son, my Lord? She said. Didn't I tell you? Don't raise my hopes.
Elijah said to Gehazi, tuck your cloak into your belt, take my staff in your hand and run. If you meet anyone, do not greet him, and if anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face.
But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
So he got up and followed her.
Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no sound or response.
So Gehazi went back to meet Elijah and told him, the boy has not wakened.
When Elisha reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on his couch.
He went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord.
Then he got on the bed and lay upon the boy mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands. As he stretched himself out upon him, the boy's body grew warm. Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room, and then got on the bed and stretched out upon him once more.
The boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes.
Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite, and he did.
When she came, he said, take your son.
She came in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she took her son and went out.
So here was this woman opening up her home and providing meals for Elisha. When Elisha asked her if he could do something for her, did she say she wanted a son?
No.
But Elisha knew that that was the desire of her heart. And God knows the desires of our hearts, too. I just really thought that was an important part of this story. And even at the end, when she was running out to get help, did she say, please help me, help me, help me, bring my son back to life?
No.
But God knew that he could show his power through Elisha and bring her son back to life.
God's power is there for us, too.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the foaming seas abroad.
Sing the mighty power of God.
Just like God showed his power over the death with the Shunammite woman and her son, and with Lazarus, he sent his son Jesus into our world to meet our needs and to give us life.
We thank him and praise him.
We put our faith in him.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for these stories that help us to know that you can do anything.
Even conquer death.
Your power is amazing.
Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus to give us new life.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned that God loves you and he wants to give you new life.
Just open your heart and let him in.
Follow him and serve him.
And tell others about him.
And remember,
God's power is amazing.
He can do anything. See you next time.
Visit us online at KarenAndKids.com.
You can learn more about our music and ministry.
Your prayers and financial gifts help to make Karen and Kids possible.
And a special thanks to this station for giving us the airtime to share the good news.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.